American Heart Association. This is Kelly.
Kelly!
Hi, Nikki.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good.
So good to hear your voice again.
Same. Well, I mean, I hear your voice every morning on the radio, but...
But this is different.
In person.
So different.
Totally different.
Hello.
Me, Jason. This is Kelly.
Hello,
Kelly,
Jason.
Jason.
Hi, Spicoli.
How's it going? We're happy to have you on.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
So let's talk about the Heart Walk.
Yeah. So I am super pumped. It's my first time at the Heart Walk. It'll be Saturday, May 20th at Miller's Landing, downtown Omaha. And what I love about this event is that it's free to attend. This is for the community. This is the health impact of our mission. You know, you don't have to wear a tux. You don't have to buy a table. You just come on down and walk with us. And it is a stroll. This is not a 5K race, Nikki. I know you used to do those.
It's a former life, Kelly. It's a walk at your own pace sort of walk.
Absolutely. And the fact that it is because we have survivors who come. And maybe they're, you know, walking assisted. Maybe this is the first time since their stroke, you know. So we want to make it accessible for everyone. There is a 1 mile and a 3 mile. And we really celebrate those survivors. We have a survivor breakfast that folks can be invited to. And I can send out that information for folks to come. We have a very special survivor lane at the finish line. And then we also have commemorative pieces, of course, for those who are no longer with us.
For people who are trying to get their 10,000 steps in a day, this would be a great way to get outside, get some sun, and have a nice walk and, you know, really get behind the cause.
Absolutely. And, you know, it's family friendly. That includes our four-legged friends.
Oh, yeah.
So they can come too, you know, because they are family. We just ask if you bring your doggo that you clean up. You know, this is a park that we're going towards. It is a beautiful morning to start the day, rain or shine, because we know what happens in Nebraska in May. You could have a great day 5 minutes in and it changes 5 minutes later. But heart disease and stroke, they don't discriminate. So we want to make sure this information and education is accessible to all.
Where should we push for information?
OmahaHeartWalk.com. Create teams, make donations if you can. I mean, yes, this is the biggest fundraiser of the walks. Actually, the Heart Walk nationwide is one of the biggest walks in fundraising. It happens pretty much in every single state, at least one walk. So, you know, this mission impacts everybody. We're going to have a six-year-old heart warrior. Her name is Sloan. She will be our judge for the best t-shirt. So, you know, get your teams created and hint, probably glitter on your shirt could sway her vote.
Who doesn't love it? Kelly, I'm curious, since it is such a huge national thing and the biggest fundraiser, does the money here in Omaha raised locally stay local?
You know, it's a bit of both. We fund a ton of research, of course, at UNO, UNMC, Nebraska Medicine. But across the country, you know, that pot of money goes all the way across. So what somebody's raising in Maine could come to Nebraska and vice versa. But we do actually have those opportunities, and that aligns a lot with our community health impact. When we work with, like, Food Bank of the Heartland, we work with our health clinics, we're working with libraries in rural Nebraska to start blood pressure medication programs and self-monitoring blood pressure. We're working on anti-tobacco and vaping at the state level and the national level. We know we've had some filibusters currently at our capital, but we have a bill up to expand postpartum Medicaid in Nebraska for
awesome.
Our new moms.
Awesome.
Because we know carrying a child and birthing a child is trauma to the body.
Mm-hmm.
And things can happen to that mom well up to a year, not just 2 months. So that's one of the things we're locally involved in on a lobbying level.
Love that. So much more than what anybody ever thinks.
Right.
You know, and that's what's so cool is, I mean, we're turning 100 next year, the American Heart Association is. It started, you know, just cardiac. We're just going to talk about these hearts. And now it is really national and almost international, you know, wellness organization. We talk about the 8 factors of life's essential 8, the 4 things that you can control, you know, your sleep. I know for the 2 of you being up so early.
You know.
What is sleep, you know, but like an adult getting 7 to 9 hours, moving your body 30, you know, minutes a day.
That doesn't I'm sorry, have to how be... many hours did you say?
What?
30 minutes. Yeah.
No, how many hours
of sleep
did you say?
I know the 2 of you.
Did you
you're
say
like, what?
7 to 9.
7 to 9 hours of sleep. I was like, I should have led with that one.
Oh, that's funny. But, you know, the weekend, we can recover a little bit.
That's not a thing. You can't bank sleep. You can't
I thought
do that.
I could.
That's not how it works.
Look,
I've heard you two talk about this before. Yes.
the science behind it. There's got to be some science somewhere.
No, our science just proves you can't fake sleep. Sorry, Spicoli.
I know. How about naps? Do naps help?
Naps absolutely do help. Absolutely. Okay. Yes. And monitoring your blood sugar, you know, controlling the foods that we intake, quitting smoking, you know, so just all of this message, because one step leads to the next. If I'm getting my good sleep, I'm going to choose good food. If I choose good food, I'm going to be choosing movement. If I choose movement, my blood pressure is going to go down. My stress levels are going to go down. So we're looking at this holistic approach to cardiac and stroke health.
I'm so excited for this and so excited to be a part of it.
Glad to be back in touch, Nikki. Thank you so much.
You too. Have a good day.
All right. You too.
Thanks. Bye.